Because of this Maisa Shoya Kachoya, Rab Nosson would become Yesh Shoimrim, and Rab Meir would become Achim. So we know Rab Meir is Achirim. Question is why? Why is Rab Meir referred to as Achirim? So Chayra, it's Pasha. Right? If someone asks you a question today, it's your lucky day, because it's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says that the Knas that was given to Rav Meir Rav Nosson when they were allowed back at the base measure so that we wouldn't say over Torah in your name. Okay, so we're not going to say over Torah in your name, so what are we going to say? Rav Nosson would be Yesh Oimrin, and Rav Meir would be known as Acher. We also know that Tosfos says in Sotah Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, he doesn't like this so much, but he brings such a mahalik that the Rishonim said, and that is that whenever Rav Meir is quoted in Shas as Acher, it's Torah that he said over in the name of his Rebbe Acher. It's a play on words, because we know that Rav Meir learned Torah from many Rebbeim. His Rebbe Muvik was Rebbe Akiva, but he also had a Rebbe Muvik Acherim. He learned by Rebbe Shmuel, right? We've spoken about the Rebbeim and Rav Meir over the years. But he learned Torah by Acher, Elisha Bar Avua. And it's for that reason that sometimes Rav Meir is referred to as Acherim. It's when he's saying over Torah, not for Rabbi Akiva, not for Rabbi Shmuel. It's when he's saying over Torah from his Rabbi Acher and Simon Ladover, Acherim, Acher, right? It's Poshet. And that's this Inyan over here of Acherim. The truth is, in the Gemara, it's even a little bit mashman that way. Because when Rabbi says over from Acherim, so what does Rav Shimon say? Mihem halalu, right? We're talking about them, but Lashon Rabbah. Poshet, the word Acherim is Lashon Rabbah. But the truth is, there's a pun intended over here. It is a Lashon Rabbah. Because it's Rav Meir B'Shem Elisha Bar Avua. It's a Rebbe Talmud. There's two over here. Now, it could be a minion that only counts as one, but the bottom line is, right, to take us back to the Sanhedrin Torah, but the bottom line is, there's a Cherem, there is a Rabban component over here. It's when Rav Meir is saying over Torah in the name of Elisha Bar Avua. Now, at first glance, it's a Pella de Gatoisvis, because it's Mamish Kenegat this Gemara. The Gemara gives us a different reason. The Gemara says the reason he's called a Cherem is based on the fact, that they want, Rav Shimon Gamliel wanted to punish him because of this Maaseh Shoya. Now, the truth is, that if you think of that Tosfos in Sotah Yud Beis Amud Aleph and you shtel it suit to this Gemara right here, it could be it's an Oimek in the Knas. What was the Oimek in the Knas? Right, Rav Nosson would become Yesh Oimek. And what would become Rav Meir would be Acherim. Could be Acherim was a shtickle play on words that Rav Meir, you're a Talmud of Elisha Bar Avua, you're a Talmud of Acher. And the truth is, it wasn't so posh that Rav Meir even learned Torah by Acher. And maybe the Chachamin saw a little Indian over here. They gave him a Knas. They felt that he didn't behave properly. Right, even afterwards, he didn't want to ask Mechilo. They saw a Pesabissel something, and maybe in the Oimish of Acherim, we have to Shtautzu, that Tosfos in Sotah Yud Beis Amud Aleph, could be it is a pun intended, it is somewhat related to the fact that Rav Meir is a Talmud of Elisha Bar Avua. At first glance, the Tosfos is very tzarech iyun based on the Gemara over here, but it could be it's a little bit yagadol of Reya. That's just one art. The other thing is you see over here that Rebbe was mamish at a point, he was mamish at a point where it was hard for him to say over Torah and Rav Meir. He would say Acherim, and even at the end, what did he say? Right, the very, very end, he said that Mishum Rav Meir Amru. But to say Amr Rav Meir, that was something that he was absolutely not comfortable saying. We once shtel tzu that it's Yudua, that in the Tamei HaMinhagin, on Chanukah, it's brought down, B'Shem HaGoyin HaKadosh Baruch Sadam Sofer Zeichet Tzadik V'Kadosh Levrach, that we know that the Yontif of Chanukah is not mentioned in the Mishnayos. Now, the concept of Chanukah gets a shout out. It's a Mishnah in Bava Kamen, Seif HaKoines, it's a Mishnah in Masechtas Bikurim, Negei the Zman of Avos Bikurim, right now. But the bottom line is that the Yontif of Chanukah as a Masechta, for example, and even the Dinim, it's all Tanur Rabbanu Mai Chanukah in Perek Beis the Masechta Shabbos in Bamem Adlikin, but there is no Hilchis Chanukah. And in Tami Amen Hagen, they bring the shame, the Chassam Sofer, who said, Mamish and Milsa de Tmiya. He said, because who wrote the Mishnayis? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wrote the Mishnayis. And we know Rabbi Yehuda Nasi came from Malchus Beis David, right? The Gemara says, Rebbe da Asim mid David, Mahapach Beschusi de David. But we know that Rebbe came from Malchus Beis David. And we know that the Chanukah miracle came through the Chashmeinon. And the Chashmeinon, when they performed the miracle, they became the Malach and they became the kings during Bayesheni. Now, really, the Malchus was supposed to belong to which Shevet? To Shevet Yehuda, right? Lo Yosu Shevet Yehuda, Mechaykik Mibein Raglov. And the Chashmenom, who Kehan, came from Shevet Levi. And we know the Ramban and Parashas Vayichi that says that they were over Lo Yosu Shevet Yehuda. And that's why the Gemara says in Bava Basra Daf Gimel that any person that says, Mi Beis Chashmenom, we know that really he's an Eved. That's why they were all wiped out. It was because they were over on this lav, they were over on what the Zayde Yaakov Avinu said, L'Shayne Azov Shalah Ramban, that Lo Yosu Shevet Yehuda, Mechaykik Mibein Raglov. But the bottom line is that says the Tamim and Hagen B'Shem Mar Nachsam Sofer, that Chassam Sofer said that because Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was Asim Midavid, it bothered him that the Chashmei Noim, who are the ones that made the Chanukah story happen, took away the malchus from his family, and it's because of that hergish that he had that he did not write the story of Chanukah in his chibur. Now, the way they bring it is as follows. I'm reading from the Tami Yamed Hogan. This was something that bothered Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Who because my Mishnah Alpi Ruach HaKadosh, and when Yehuda Nasi wrote the Mishnah Alpi Ruach HaKadosh, Nishmat HaNes Mechiburoi. The Bavoni, what do you mean? It was written by Ruach HaKadosh. So what's going on over here? So, Kilu Nishmat HaNes Mechiburoi because of the Heril Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So you have to learn up this Indian here a little bit better. But I always thought that this Gemara is a little bit of a tzushtal. It's a little bit of a tzushtal because you see the Kpeda that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi had mamish for this Indian. You're taking away the Nasias from my father, from our Indian, right? Ha'oyev tamu, charav yisro netzach. That's the way he felt. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was using that weir when he's saying over Torah. That's mamish where he's saying it over. It's when he's saying over Torah. It's mamish in this Indian. You know, it's interesting because we know Stamish is Rameyer. So Pash Stamish Rameyer is L'shvach Yisro Rameyer. You almost get a sense, maybe, after learning this Gemara, Stamish Rameyer doesn't want to mention Rameyer's name. I mean, you see, that's what's going on over here. There's so much to think about on this Indian.